from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Danny DiCrescenzo. Topping our report this hour, the man accused of starting New Jersey's biggest wildfire in 20 years says he told police he wasn't the only one at the site of the bonfire on April 21st.
I told them that there was other people down there. They ignored me, and about 25 minutes later, they let me leave.
Joseph Kling made his comments to reporters on Monday after a brief court appearance in Ocean County. He also says he tried to put out the bonfire by kicking dirt on it. We all know New Jersey isn't an affordable place to live. Part of that is because of the state's tight inventory of housing. A recent FDU poll shows New Jersey voters remain divided on whether they want the government to help solve the problem by incentivizing builders to put up new homes from affordable to luxury. The group that opposes the government stepping in are middle-aged voters, those between the ages of 45 to 64.
So voters who are likely to have children who are not yet old enough to be buying housing. As you get older, so voters 65 and over are actually more supportive than middle-aged voters are. And that tells me those are the voters whose children actually might be in the market for housing.
Executive Director of the FDU poll, Dan Cassino, says those 30 and under overwhelmingly favor government subsidies, with 70% in favor. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Walmart is pushing back against recent comments President Trump made aimed at the retailer regarding expected price hikes. The retail giant warned customers about potential price increases due to tariffs, and the president blasted the company on social media, telling them to, quote, eat the tariffs. Walmart's CFO said the company has, quote, not seen price increases at this magnitude in the speed in which they're coming at us before, and so it makes for a challenging environment. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 115 points. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance for benefits, business, and personal insurance. Visit rueinsurance.com. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And how's the weather looking? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, wet and cool. There's your weather for the next 2 days. Now, the wet weather will go away in time for the Memorial Day weekend, but colder than normal temperatures are going to linger through at least Friday and Saturday. You'll have to wait until the second half of the holiday weekend for more seasonable, warmer temperatures to return. Mostly cloudy tonight. Showers arrive by daybreak. Lows around 50. Tomorrow, not a nice day. Periods of rain throughout the day could be heavy for a time. Cloudy and really cool. Highs only in the 50s. And Thursday, more of the same. Still wet. Rain may start to taper off around late afternoon Thursday. Highs mainly in the 50s again. We could see some 60s in South Jersey. Friday, mostly cloudy with a chance of a shower. Still on the cool side. Highs will be around 60. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro.
Morristown, 67. Ewing, 69. Turnersville, 67. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. Weather brought to you by Trinity Rehab. Still having neck, back, shoulder, or leg pain? Let the physical therapists at Trinity Rehab help. With locations all over New Jersey and Pennsylvania, and same-day appointments with no prescription needed to get started. Check them out at trinity-rehab.com.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.